To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. Get ready for this date. It's February 22, 2022. Lot of twos. Here comes the best technology news that's went on over the past 24 hours, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. WordPress owners out there, you probably just received a forced patch. Yeah, millions of WordPress sites have actually received this patch over the last few days. The reason being, a big vulnerability in Updraft Plus. That's a popular plugin that allows users to create and restore website backups. Seems the Updraft Plugin Plus developers actually requested the mandatory patch because the vulnerability would allow anybody with an account to download a website's entire database. Yeah, not very good. From what we can tell right now, the patch has been sent out to about 1.7 million sites, but that's just slightly over 50%, as there's about 3 million plus users. So if you haven't got your patch yet, it should be coming. YouTube's stealing a little idea over there from the folks at TikTok. They've actually added a new indicator to show when a channel is actually live streaming. How they do that is by showing a ring with the word live, and that appears around a channel's profile picture. And from that, of course, you can just tap on that and then go right into the live broadcast. Again, if it sounds familiar to you, TikTok users, yeah, they've already been used to this. YouTube is adding this feature so it'll make it easier to find current live content on YouTube. Before, you'd really kind of have to browse around on it. Wouldn't be the first time YouTube snagged a few ideas from elsewhere, you know, stories. Yeah, very Snapchat-ish, isn't it? Although it's proved to be pretty popular for them. Probably just like this new live feature will be as well. Ah, your social media friends. Some are great, some are just annoying, especially when they tag you. And you didn't want to be tagged. Most people that are on Twitter know this all too well. And so much so that Twitter says, yeah, I guess some people don't like this feature. Giving way to a possible testing, letting you untag yourself from threads. Actually, we got a glimpse of this last week. Researcher and writer Jane Wong actually tweeted out an apparent screenshot of a new Leave This Conversation feature to prevent people from mentioning you in the conversation. Though, you can still see the thread. Haha. Now, from what we can tell, the feature definitely looks different from Mute This Conversation, because all that pretty much does is turn off notifications for a thread. Just like always, though, when reaching out to Twitter saying, hey, what's going on over there? And nobody's telling us anything. Pretty much just declining altogether whether to confirm or deny if they're testing this feature or not. More than likely, it's going through an internal testing currently, and maybe folks like you and I might be able to try it out sometime in the near future. And finally, I was jumping back and forth if I was going to include this today or not, but it is tech news, and it's another social media platform. Yep, those of you out there probably know where I'm going right now. The former president of the United States, yes, Donald Trump, has just released his new social network. Truth Social is what it's called, and the app is now currently live on the iOS App Store. Now, this service is supposed to give people more freedom of speech, particularly Trump himself, who was banned from the Twitter platform back in 2021. Truth Social, be it said, getting off to a bit of a rough start. Going to the official website, it's kind of loading and it's kind of not loading. Some users appear to have gotten in on the platform, others are still waiting. Apparently, a lot of users have been asked to input your email address, and you're pretty much put on a waiting list. Others have signed up and said, something went wrong, please try again later. So it definitely looks like the infrastructure is not up to the demand yet. Now, True Social has actually been in beta since December, and there was only 500 users on that platform at that time. Maybe they opened it up today and said, oops, yeah, we might get more than 500 now. Maybe we better add some servers. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can find all the BTN content and support the new show. We need your generosity each and every month so we can keep this podcast alive for you. So if you love what we do and would love to help out, britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for literally as little as a cup of coffee per month. You can do your part in keeping this show on the air. Also, check us out on our social media destinations. Facebook, British Tech Network. Twitter, @BritishTech. True Social? Yeah, I don't think we're there yet. We'll let you know if that ever happens. But one place we're definitely at is our Slack room. That's where the BTN community is, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way for your Thursday edition, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.